Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
I'm Tracy from Stuff You Missed in History Class. Are you a small business owner or even someone who dreams of entrepreneurship? Then check out Season 2 of Mind the Business, small business success stories from iHeart Podcasts and Intuit QuickBooks. Join hosts Austin Hankwitz and Janice Torres as they interview entrepreneurs sharing insights around starting and nurturing a small business. You won't want to miss these inspiring stories of entrepreneurship and discovering ways to business differently so you can too.
What does every grocery store aisle now have in common? Products that come in paper packaging. And not just the obvious ones like cereal boxes and juice cartons. From beauty products to boxed water, there are more opportunities to go papertarian than ever before. So why should you? Because paper comes from a renewable resource and can be recycled up to 7 times. Simply put, it's the smart choice for the environment. And it turns out the easiest choice for you. Learn more at howlifeunfolds.com/papertarian. Planning your next trip? Choice Hotels' family of 22 brands has over 7,400 locations and the perfect hotel for any traveler you want to be. Like a Cambria Hotel, serving up locally inspired craft cocktails for all my folks who maybe want to meet up and talk about Mad Royals. Check into a Radisson Hotel with flexible workspaces for you strivers who listen during business travel. Or a Comfort Hotel with free hot breakfast, family-friendly pools, and big spacious rooms for the parents who listen with their kids and need a little retreat. What are you waiting for? Join Choice Privileges and start earning points toward your next stay. Find a stay for any you when you book direct at choicehotels.com, where travels come true. Welcome to Stuff You Missed in History Class, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hi, and welcome to our Casual Friday. I'm Tracy V. Wilson.
And I'm Holly Fry.
We talked about Ashoka this week.
Yeah. Yes, and not once did I mention Ashoka leaving the Jedi Order.
Yeah, now that you mention that, I'm surprised that there was no Star Wars talk.
No, nah.
I also, as we were working on this, I wondered when we published the episode if Star Wars fans are going to be lured in and then be like, "They tricked me. It's not about Ashoka from Star Wars at all."
Well, Star Wars Ahsoka is Ahsoka.
Yeah.
And not Ashoka. And spelled differently.
Yeah. The spellings, listeners will not know this. Holly knows this. There are at least 3 spellings of Ahsoka in the outline because it's spelled in a bunch of different ways.
Yeah.
Because it is a name that, you know, is 2,000 years old from a different language. And so there are like different methods of transliterating it. And the consensus is that the H is, it's pronounced with the sh sound, but there are lots of different spellings. And some of the spellings could be more easily mistaken for the Star Wars character.
Yes, but also that is a she.
That is also true. Yes, the Star Wars Ahsoka is not a man.
It is cool, though, because there are similarities between the two. You asked me while you were prepping this.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember how exactly you phrased it, like, is it known that the Star Wars characters are named after Indian subcontinent historical figures?
Yeah, I think the question was something like, is it intentional in the Star Wars universe that there are characters who seem to be named for ancient Indian historical figures?
Yes, there are characters in the Star Wars universe named after lots of historical figures or words from other languages that have meaning.
Yeah, because someone else who has been on my list for years at this point is Akbar the First, who was another long ago historical figure on the Indian subcontinent. whose name is spelled like Admiral Akbar, but not pronounced the same way.
Is it spelled the same? I think it is, but I'm not positive.
This is our new podcast called How Do We Spell Words?
Are they spelled the same as Star Wars characters? The thing is, I don't know how much you have watched Clone Wars.
I haven't watched much.
Because Ahsoka is very much driven by similar ideology as Ahsoka. There's no accident that those names are similar.
Yeah.
Her whole driving principle is always to like care for others. Like in the new episodes that have just been released, we're not through this season yet. We're 8 episodes in as we record this. Uh-huh. There are moments even when she says, when someone needs help, you help them. That's all there is to it.
Yeah.
And that's kind of part of what I've spoiled things a little bit by commenting right out of the gate. It's a thing that happens to her character. Though, to be fair, that spoiler is years old at this point. But it's one of those fabulous and fascinating things. I also made a strange pop culture connection in my head that will make no sense probably to anyone but me, mm-hmm. having nothing to do with Star Wars, but instead Larry McMurtry's Lonesome Dove.
Okay.
Have you read that book?
No.
So as we were talking about all of these carvings of the edicts, it made me think there is this item in Lonesome Dove. This whole idea is that it's ranchers out in the West when that was not a settled area. And they have set up this horse stable and they have a sign. And it's one of those things where the sign keeps getting additional things painted on it. It's long. It's like, I don't know if it was a door or if it is door shaped, but it keeps getting additional script added to it, including a phrase in Latin and just all of these things so that people that come up to it find themselves puzzling over what the heck it's all supposed to be about. And it made me think of that when we were talking about the edicts and people not knowing how to read them and what they were.
I cannot in good faith, like I would be disingenuous if I tried to call myself a Buddhist, but the principles of Buddhism have been really important in my life and have helped me in a lot of ways. So reading so much about this leader who seems to have definitely had a past that would not conform to any kind of Buddhist ideology of what is correct or good, and then to try to rectify that, I just found very comforting and soothing in these troubled times.
Yeah, it's even if we were not in these troubled times, right? There's a reason that this story has become important culturally to so many people. And it's like a redemption story is soothing, as you said. It's also aspirational. It makes people feel like there is always hope that they can do better in their own lives.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it is especially poignant now as we struggle through a lot of difficulty and people not always being their best. But I think that's why it is so persistent historically, is because that's like a basic, everybody needs to feel like things could get better.
Yeah. So our second episode this week was on Catherine the Great, her specifically opera librettist work.
Yeah.
So I had seen passing reference to her having written opera before we got into brainstorming for this episode, but I did not know any of the detail about it. Having had more of the detail about it, there are several of them that I would like to just read all the way through if I can find an English translation of them somewhere, because some of them sound really delightful.
I wish someone would stage them.
Yeah.
That'd be fantastic. It hurts my heart knowing that she got slammed by so many people for promoting the arts because...
Yeah, people really thought it was an evidence of her frivolity.
Yeah, but we need art.
Yeah, I mean, it's a combination. If she clearly genuinely really loved it, but then also she really thought that being a patron of the arts and developing an artistic culture could change the way the world viewed Russia and change the way Russia viewed itself.
It's interesting because it's so parallel to Louis XIV's ideology,
yeah,
right?
Absolutely. I had that thought as I was working on it. And, you know, Louis being like, well, I'm going to make France the place of culture.
France is apex culture of the world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It did have a lot of similarity to that. One thing that came up that I had in the outline, and I just, as I was revising it to try to make it into something cohesive, I just could not find a great place to put it. We talked about these four empresses in the 18th century in Russia. One of the things that her son Paul, as emperor, did was outlaw depictions of any of the monarchs in opera or other theater. And part of that was sort of still to protect his own legacy. It was like if somebody wrote a really satirical opera that satirized Catherine the Great and raised a bunch of questions about the parentage of her children, like that was going to call to question whether he was supposed to be on the throne. Then there were just general worries about whether the kinds of scandalous rumors that were spread about her, whether that was going to like fall back on him. So it was illegal to specifically depict the previous monarchs. And that wasn't always followed. But one thing that did happen in the 18th century was that in a lot of comic opera in Russia, this Tsarina stock character evolved, who was not specifically a past empress of Russia. It was this, you know, fictional character of the Tsarina, who was normally a foreigner, who normally had some kind of magical or supernatural powers. So a lot of times it was like a Tsarina / sorceress, and at best was an anti-hero or might just be the outright villain of the work. And a lot of people have traced that stock character back to the reaction to these four empresses, most of whom had either been born outside Russia or educated outside Russia. So there was this whole idea that they were a foreign influence. And I thought that was a really interesting through line between the 18th century empresses of Russia and the trends that developed in comic opera.
Yeah. It is such a pity to have to know that her son erased so much of her legacy.
Yeah, he really did just come in and be like, I'm going to undo all this stuff that my mother did. Their relationship wasn't great. the Empress Elizabeth had mostly raised him. He did not really trust his mother. There was some indication that she maybe planned to put someone else on the throne instead of him. He seems to have done a lot of intentional work to try to take her legacy apart as much as possible.
Oh, the intrigues.
Yeah. Yeah. That seems like an okay stopping point for this Friday.
Yeah.
Hope folks are going to have, as much as possible, a restful and relaxing weekend. Starting May 15th, you can watch The Great on Hulu, which was the sponsor for the second episode this week.
I'm excited for that show because legitimately, outside of any sponsorship, it looks very fun.
Oh, it looks like a lot of fun. We had already agreed to do it before seeing the trailer, which in any context makes me a little nervous because, you know, TV shows and movies can go all kinds of directions. And as soon as I saw the trailer, I was like, this looks like fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm on board with this.
It looks fun. And I just like the idea of something that you can just sit back and laugh at.
Yes.
While we are living through crazy, stressful times.
Mm-hmm.
Yay.
Stuff You Missed in History Class is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX this Friday and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.